Time now for Forever Home here on Northland Morning. Pat Castellano is the humane educator for Animal Allies. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa.
You know, anytime someone comes to my home, it is a mad chaos of dogs barking and cats trying to escape. And I know that my solution to Halloween is to take them all upstairs with me and shut off all the lights and hide. But assuming that people want to be more friendly and social than that, what's a good way to handle people in odd costumes coming and knocking on the door and ringing the bell?
No, pretty much the list is the same. ASPCA has some good tips if you go to their website. But, again, it's no tricks, no treats. That dark and baking chocolate that's in a lot of candy bars isn't very good for animals. And the xylitol, that artificial sweetener, they say can be pretty toxic. And you want to check your yard, too, because trick-or-treaters are eating candy and dropping it, and so your dog might love to go out to the yard sometime, and they're out there, and there's candy in the grass, and boy, that's jackpot. But and then pumpkin and decorative corns are non-toxic, but they can cause tummy upsets. Think about wires, cords, lighting, candles and pumpkins. Kitten thinks candles are cool, but they're not. And costumes. How about your dogs in costumes, Lisa?
Well,
only if your favorite animal
wants
it, right?
Once in a while. Most of the time, my dogs do wear sweaters because they're little, and I've had frail and ill dogs, and so they wear a lot of sweaters. For the most part, I don't dress them up to mock them. That just seems unfair to me. But
yeah, my dogs don't like, a lot of them don't like them, but I have a couple that, you know, they're okay with it. They seem to go with it. But dogs that pull the hat off their heads or they freeze in place with the tutu on, they're too thrilled. And other animals are hams, and they love wearing all kinds of bling. But just be sure the costume is safe. They can hear and see, and they can't eat parts of it.
And pay attention, like Pat's saying, to the animal's body language, because the animal's body language is going to tell you if they're having fun or if they are so not having fun.
Right, and that's okay. I mean, whatever they seem like, you know, they go with that. You don't want to leave your dogs and cats outside on Halloween night. There was a recent incident of a dog being shot with an air gun in Lincoln Park, and those kinds of things are just the noise, the teasing that can happen. So bring them inside. Like Lisa said, you take your animals upstairs if they're really scared. If they're social, just, you know, that's only the most social of dogs and cats should greet people coming to the door. There are cats who want to go outside like yours. They want to run through the open door. So then you've got to maybe isolate. And if they do get out, be sure they have their ID tags in case they're there, because we ask dogs at the shelter and cats who are collarless and tagless, if they have their phone numbers, we'll call their homes. But you know how that goes.
It doesn't, you know, and I ask them, I say, you know, when Thomas was on his way out the door, I said, do you have your wallet with you? And if, no answer. So, yeah, obviously the ID is an important thing. Pat, thanks so much for joining us. It's always a treat to talk to you. Pat Castellano is the humane educator at Animal Allies, offering us some Halloween safety tips for the four-leggeds as we go into our holiday weekend. You can see photos of animals in the Northland looking for their forever homes. Just go online to kumd.org. You can read their stories. You can look at their pictures. You can click the links for more information. Forever Home is made possible by Miller Hill Subaru of Duluth.